Steps Forward, a podcast designed to help us grow as Jews, just a few steps at a time. In each episode, we will meet one interesting and thoughtful person with one or two pieces of useful advice to give. Our goal is to be both spiritually ambitious and humble. We really believe that we can accomplish great things if we take it just a few steps at a time.
Okay, I am here at the RCA conference, assaulting people with a microphone. I am honored and delighted that Rabbi Eitan Mintz has agreed to give me a few minutes of his wisdom on inculcating your own values in your children. Rabbi Mintz is the rabbi of Baltimore's oldest and continually active synagogue, B'nai Israel, the downtown synagogue. And for those of you who already know him in person, so you already get to have this a pleasure to gain from his wisdom. And for those of us who don't yet know him, wow, how exciting. Rabbi Mintz, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here with you, Rabbi Sprung.
Unbelievable. So, Rabbi, what I really want to ask you is, like I said, we all have different ideals, missions, values, goals that we have for ourselves, for our family. And how do I make sure that my kids get that from me and really take that?
Awesome question. So important. You know, when I think about, if you think about really what you want to do with your life and what you want to be, ultimately, I think one of the most important things is you want to be a great role model for your kids. That's really what's going to make an impact on their lives and make you feel, make a real difference. And it's not just what you teach them. And it's not just what resources you give them, but really your time. Really, kids are yearning for time with their parents more than anything else. Just to, like, you know, you were sharing with me your grandfather. He was the best grandfather, even though, because he sat on his lap and he gave you balloons and everything like that. And it didn't matter that he was one of the greatest gedolim around, but that he was there for you. He had a few minutes to just play on the floor with you and those are the sorts of things. But I think one of the things, like, as a rabbi, you know, my kids, we're in a location where basically we're serving young adults, graduate students, empty nesters, and they don't really have other so many other kids around. And sometimes, you know, it's hard for them because there's so many other kids in some of the bigger shuls and some of the other places where it's more of a family-oriented place. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's really shifted the dynamic in a positive way is when we've shared with them, like, you're part of this mission. Part of what you're doing is you're spreading Yiddishkeit here in downtown Baltimore, and that's made a real impact. And so I think about it not just in terms of the shul, but also anytime, like if we're going to you know, I'm speaking or meeting with people and visiting people at a retirement residence, it's such a great thing to bring them along. First of all, they love it, and then the people love it there too. And then they feel great. The kids feel like they're actually doing more work than I'm doing, and they're bringing so much more joy than I am, and it inspires them, but also makes them feel like they really can give to others. I think all parents have that. You know, there's so many great things that people do, so much chesed. Make sure always bring your child along. Just like my children like that as much as, maybe they won't always admit it, but they love when I bring them to an Orioles game. But I think they actually like this even more. When I bring them to a retirement residence and they get to see the other residents and they converse with them and bring them happiness. I think there's a piece of them that also really, you know, like I said, maybe they'd still ask me to go to the Orioles game, but both of those are important.
Yeah. Well, Orioles have kosher food at the...
They do have kosher food, but it's expensive.
Okay. Shout out to Baltimore, but that's impressive.
They have
listeners, we need this in Houston. Please work on this.
By the way, the other thing the Orioles do is you're allowed to bring in with a plastic bag, a seal see-through, so you could bring in kosher food. We had a birthday party for our kids.
Are you for real? That's fabulous.
So
you're like the ultimate dad. That's amazing. Okay, you do the old age homes and the Oriole games.
I'll tell you something else that Baltimore, they used to have a thing, they got rid of it now, but they had a clergy pass.
What?
That made me, I was from New York, I was a diehard Yankees fan, but once they had the clergy pass.
Are you for real?
They needed prayers. It worked. Now they're doing great. They don't have the clergy pass anymore.
Unbelievable. This is what happens. People get, it's hubris. It's hubris. Okay, so let me ask you, because you mentioned that you have a lot of young people, college students, young families, or young couples, really, in your neighborhood. What's a piece of advice that you're going to give them as they're thinking about getting married, starting a family, and being a really excellent parent?
Yeah. No, that's, you know, I think it's being a great, great question. I think it is about being genuine, being yourself, but also, you know, trying to be the person that you would want your child to become.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you know, we are reflections of our, you know, obviously we don't tell our children who to become, and however they turn out, we love them no matter how they become.
Yeah.
But I think we do the modeling, you know, and sometimes I think it's a great way for Musa for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we want to change a certain quality in ourselves, what's the most inspirational way we can do that? You're like, well, would we want our child to be the better version of ourselves or the worst version? I think there's thinking about that really has a real motivation, at least for me, and I think for others. You know, try to be the best version of yourself, for yourself, for your spouse, for everyone around you, but also to think about how would you want your legacy and your children to be, and they often become at least take on certain of your qualities. So be your best, because they probably will take on some of those qualities for better or for worse.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, Rabbi Mintz, thank you so much.
Oh,
what a pleasure. Wow,
Rabbi
this was
Strung.
So nice of you. Thank
you.
You
guys have an amazing
very
rabbi,
much.
Rabbi Strung. You are so blessed.
Ah, you're the best. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Shkoyach,
thank you. Good. Have a good one. Thank you so much for taking 3 steps forward with me. I hope you will decide to subscribe and even join us in Shoal for our in-person workshops. There is a wide and bright horizon ahead. Please review our podcast, and if you learned something new, share it with a friend. More episodes are on the way.